1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. The Scripture teaches that you and I must be on our guard at all times. Peter wrote, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Paul, in the context of our verse today, gave us a word of caution. "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." We must never grow confident and secure in ourselves. Others have fallen. We may too. And we are most likely to fall when we think we are strong and able to take care of ourselves. But to this word of caution, God adds a message of comfort. Although we live in a world fraught with temptations and snares, we must not despair or grow over-anxious. Admittedly, we will face the common testings and temptations that everybody else faces. But we have a tremendous advantage. We have a faithful God watching over us day and night. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. Satan may deceive and accuse, but God is near to comfort and guide in the way of truth. Our best friends may prove false. The world may fail us, but God is faithful. Our strength and security is in Him. He will not, He cannot fail. When a temptation comes, God knows. He knows exactly what we can bear. He knows exactly the amount we can take. He will see to it that the temptation is proportionate to our faith and spiritual condition. My son-in-law is a wrestler. I remember going to a match at the Air Force Academy and watching him win. He wrestled another guy in his own weight class. He was not allowed to wrestle one of the little guys, nor was he on the mat with someone much heavier than he is. Everyone was matched up with the other men in their own size. Now that's what God does. Our temptations are always a size we can grapple with. And there's another tremendous promise here. There will always be a way of escape, a way out. He will never lead us down a blind alley. There will never be a valley so dark that we can't find our way through. There will never be an affliction so grievous but that He can see us through it and turn it to our spiritual advantage. So there is no room for a despairing spirit or hopelessness. God wants you to walk this path of life, and He will permit no obstacle in the path that will force you to leave it or turn and go back. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.